This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you've been hearing, the topic of the morning, courtesy of the president's speech last night, is immigration reform to be engineered by the executive branch without Congress. While much of the focus today is about undocumented immigrants, there's a separate push in some areas to bring in more immigrants with documents. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports from Detroit.
Earlier this year, Michigan's Republican Governor Rick Snyder asked President Obama to earmark 50,000 visas for immigrants agreeing to work in Detroit. He believes immigration could be a useful tool to bring Detroit's economy back from the brink. Steve Tabachman is the director of Global Detroit, an economic development nonprofit.
Immigrants, including those who don't have a formal education, can really be important to the labor force and to sustaining and revitalizing Detroit neighborhoods.
Tabachman says immigration reform could help reverse the trends of population loss and a rapidly aging workforce. Another outcome would affect future workers.
Huge impact is on kids.
Sherry Kasuji is an economist at the University of Michigan.
Immigration reform could be one of the biggest anti-poverty programs we've ever had.
Kasuji says granting legal status has been shown to increase wages by 6%, creating all kinds of spillover benefits for families, consumer spending, and tax revenue. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.